This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, the sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave football team, Matty Hudak. Matty, thanks so much for joining us. Matty, I gave you full credit because the day that Jake Retzlaff sort of made the decision he was not going to return to BYU, you wrote a piece saying you thought Tulane would be in the heavy mix for him, and a lot of that having to do with the connection with him when he was coming out of the JUCO ranks with John Sumrall, who was at then at Troy trying to get him to go there. And today looks as though from Pete Thamel, who had the story this morning, looks as though he is going to walk on to the Tulane Green Wave football team, filling a big void.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an exciting Monday, to say the least, and I was going to joke that you kind of manifested that by having me come on to the show, but I had seen somewhere that he was linked to Tulane as a program, then you look at John Sumrall's connection with him, and that's something that's really been a theme in that quarterback room, has been connections from high school, from prior coaching staffs, what have you, but it's really important in times like this where if you're a guy like Jake Retzlaff, there's really not any time at all before next season. It's a week before fall camp starts for Tulane, so to have that prior connection and be familiar with so much of the staff at Tulane from his official visit at Troy, I think it just makes it seamless and a really exciting quarterback room now for Tulane.
Matty, it was funny because Coach Sumrall has been on with us a couple times, and he seemed really bullish about his defense. You can tell in his voice that he likes what he's got, the additions he's made, what he saw in the spring, even though there's a lot of new pieces here. But I could also tell in his voice he wasn't sure about the quarterback situation. And you can say it's an open competition, but right now it's really Jake's job to lose, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the room there. You did have Caden Simonza, who was a full-time starter at Ball State last year, but you don't have a quarterback in that room that has a year of starting experience at the Power 4 level, let alone being able to lead them to 11-2. I think he completed like 213 passes for 2,900-something yards, 20 passing touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Those are numbers against quality competition. And, you know, you're getting a guy that if he wanted to sit on the bench, he could have just, you know, hypothetically stayed at BYU with a 7-game suspension. But I think that's where you see him coming, somewhere where, of all places, to know that the quarterback competition at Tulane, the way it was run last year, when John Sumrall says it's an open competition, let the best man win, he really means that when he says it. And so for him to come in, yeah, you missed summer workouts, you missed spring camp, but he is, you know, a high-caliber starting quarterback who wants to start this year. So, like you said, I think he's going to be leading the race, if not kind of, like you said, his to lose.
Matty, I think one of the things in the first part of the question by Coach Sumrall was that, from what you've seen, do you have a lot of optimism also like he did about his defense?
Absolutely. I've kind of forgot about you saying that part. You know, you talk about the defensive line and the players, hearing the players talk about guys on the D-line through spring camp. You know, I always go back to our conversation where you call it pajamas and slippers during, you know, training camp for the defensive line. But some guys, you can just feel them on the field. And someone like Santana Hopper, who's come in, he's made such, you know, an imposing presence. It was almost kind of hard to evaluate the quarterback competition at times, not having as much continuity on the offensive line side of the ball. But having Sam Howard come back as, you know, a starting linebacker, having Dixon Ikuh and Chris Rogers and the time on task they had last year, you lose your starting corners, but you also have Bailey Despaney, Jack Chinchu, and Kevin Adams coming back who, you know, Jack Chinchu and Kevin Adams played quite a bit of time, including as early against the Kansas State Wildcats in week two last year and against Oklahoma when Bailey Despaney got ejected and then really just kind of came on really quickly. And so to have almost that spine of your defense be there, I think it's a lot more continuity on that side compared to both last year and on the offensive side of the ball.
Maddie, it's another thing that Mike brings up all the time. The next man up mentality is kind of stupid when you have a star that exits the building. And I wanted to ask you about the running back room because Mekhi Hughes transferring to Oregon. We had John Summerall on every single Tuesday for Tune Lane Tuesday on WWL, and he kept calling him a workhorse. He was so good for the program for so many years. He's now out the building. So I wanted to ask you about who's next up in that running back room, who could potentially fill those very big shoes and fill that void at the running back spot.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would kind of say Maurice Turner, the transfer coming in from Louisville, because kind of leading that race going into, you know, throughout spring camp. But all of the running backs this year are just a really interesting kind of archetype where they're a little more fluid, a little less kind of downhill bruiser runners, except for Arnold Duda Barnes, who I do think almost became just a redundant running back behind Mekhi Hughes at times. But he kind of fills that same role that you would want out of Hughes. But then I think you have a little deeper room this year and ones that can kind of pass catch a little better. Are a little closer to Tajay Spears. You have that Maurice Turner and Jamari McClure, who he's a very interesting guy. He's so athletic and fluid, but he didn't play football until I believe his junior or senior year. He was just a track runner, but the limited snaps he had last year against UAB, it's kind of like, okay, put this guy in a box. He's really that good. And then I believe his name's Zaberi Mobley, the transfer from FAU. Then you have the freshman Javen Gordon as well, who I was really impressed by throughout spring practice to kind of come in and assimilate that quickly. As you know, he should have still been in high school at that point. They were able to get him over from Duke. So I think kind of all together, of course, it's so hard to replace a guy like Mekhi Hughes, who set a career high at halftime against North Texas last year. Just I haven't seen a running back be able to take that considerable of a workload before. But I do think overall the room is a little deeper and perhaps a little more versatile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maddie, this coming Wednesday, if my memory is right, you have the women's camp. So tell us a little bit about that that camp. And I know you've been involved for years with the camp.
Yeah, I'm really excited to put this on again this year. We were kind of blown away. And, you know, a lot of people heard my interview on WWL last summer before the women's clinic. But, you know, it's put on by Coach Summerall's wife, Ginny, and it's just such a great way for women to kind of have a space for them and get excited ahead of the football season and get a little glimpse into kind of what the process is like, what it's like to watch film and be able to go through the locker room, try on things like that. And then we get to run drills at the end, which was incredibly fun last year. Hopefully weather permits that we're able to do that again this year, but there's a great happy hour beforehand. They've added a silent auction this year too, that I think there are sideline tickets to Duke, being able to travel with the team and a stay at the Marriott downtown. So there's so much there, but it was such a good communal event and one that I think, again, the attendance last year really just kind of blew me away. And I really hope to see that much, if not more, ladies there again this year. It's on Wednesday at 5:30, and you can buy those tickets online at that Tulane's website.
The wide receiver room has been changed quite a bit from a year ago. And so I'll get your thoughts on some of the people that you've got to see in the spring, and you got some returning, but you got some new pieces coming involved. That, to me, really helped Mensah in his development. I thought that was good rapport with him and the wideouts, which a lot of times it takes a while, but you saw it was pretty quick with the young quarterback and his receivers. What are you looking at this year's wide receiver group for the Green Wave?
I mean, this year's group, it's just a lot more unproven. You know, you had Mario Williams last year who you could look at during camp and say, yeah, he's going to get 1,000 yards next year. But he also had such good guys around him, Dante Fleming, Yo-Keith Brown, who had spent time at Tulane, had really spent time in critical moments, and they stepped up for him, especially kind of early on when he was still kind of getting his bearings. And that's, you know, pretty much all of the production at wide receiver gone. What I will say is the guys that are still here are, you know, as clutch as you could ask. Bryce Bohannon, he's someone that, yeah, when there's guys like Mario Williams there, Yo-Keith Brown, Dante Fleming, he didn't get that much time. But whenever they're hurt, whenever there's been injury pileups on Tulane's wide receiver room, Bryce Bohannon has always stepped in. He's always been the leading receiver, often really critical on fourth down, but has also just been such a great leader. But I also noticed at the end of last year was Shaz Preston. You know, Darian Mensah went to him, even though he really hadn't spent any time practicing with him since spring camp, on third down and fourth down very often, including his first catch for a touchdown. So you have someone like Shaz Preston, who was able to be a kind of critical moment performer for your last quarterback, have all that time during spring. Now, if it ends up being Jake Retzlaff, all of that time cultivating chemistry is kind of a moot point. But you have some guys that came in from the transfer portal. But I think those are two kind of the guys that are leading the room that come back from Tulane. And you have some intriguing speed coming in with Omari Hayes, who we didn't get to see that much during spring camp because he hurt. He got hurt and had something. Same with Jimmy Callaway from, I want to say, Kentucky. We weren't able to see him during spring camp much at all. You saw a little of Anthony Brown Stevens, who transferred in. He's kind of that quick in short area space, reminds you a little bit about what Yo-Keith Brown could do last year, but there's really no true wide receiver one, at least now. That's where I think, honestly, a quarterback like, you know, Jake Retzlaff or Brendan Sullivan could come in and show that they're able to take command of this receiver room. I think that would be a really strong trait.
If Mr. Preston can stay healthy, you got something there, Matt. I'm telling you, I saw him in high school, and he was a cut above. A physical receiver that it wasn't a 50-50 ball. And when they threw it up, it was 80-20, and he had the 80. He's that good, but got to keep him healthy. One more time, Matty, how they can get tickets to the women's camp this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, it's on Tulane's website. I should have had the actual link, but they've been posting it on X and on Instagram on the Tulane official accounts. There's always a link there. I'll post it on X as well at MattyHudak_94.
Matty, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, and we'll be talking quite a bit as the football season is right here.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike. Roll wave.
All righty. Matty Hudak, who is the sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.